I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
Hey, you look like you're over there going crazy. You want some CBD? You want what do you need? Some Tylenol? What's going on with you, babies?
Neither of you look my direction or talk to me for 30 to 40 seconds.
Was that due to the argument we just had off air, T and I? Which wasn't a real argument. It was just a very spirited discussion that ended in insanity.
It must be when people watch Mike poke the bear with me and I'm not picking up on it. It was going on.
No. See, you're giving him far too much credit. He didn't know.
I'm like,
if you're giving that much credit, you are the fool.
No, I'm honestly trying. I was trying to type something and you're like, hey. I'm like,
let me just give the short version of what happened off air. And then we're going to jump right into this, Jake. Come here, please. So we started talking about old metal bands with picture discs. And right. He says, I have a picture disc that's never been opened. I go, well, what's the picture? He goes, I don't know. And I go, what do you mean you don't know? Huh? I go, it's a picture disc. That's you buy them. They're in plastic. I'm showing them online. They're plastic sleeves that you look through, and then the pictures on. You have any picture discs from the
old
days?
A picture disc, yes. Yeah.
You have any old ones?
Yes, everyone does.
I do not have them, huh?
But I know a Wasp, F Like a Beast, like, and I was just seeing if it was worth anything.
Right.
So T is going on and on about never opening up this picture disc. And I go, but what picture's on it? He goes, I don't know. So we go around and I go, hold on. So finally, I come to realize he has no idea what a picture disc is. It is only on vinyl. And you have to see it. I go, he's like, no, it's in a CD box. I go,
Yeah, no.
No, see, I go, that's a CD, and they're all picture discs.
Just before, hold on.
They don't have pictures on them.
Before you finish the story, let's just say, when I'm sitting in the other room, and we're in two soundproof rooms, and I can't hear what's going on in here, I can tell by the look on your face that kind of conversation is going on. Because first you stood there, then you came over here, and then I've seen that look a million times.
Ooh,
like,
no!
Who are you and what are you saying?
It's the insanity of it.
Are you effing crazy?
If you think he's clever enough to pull that off,
no.
That's not him like getting clever. He really doesn't know.
Yeah.
No, but then behind you he's going, poke.
Yeah, poke. After he realized he'd already effed up.
It was too late.
Yeah, no, I already know that he has no idea what I'm talking
meanwhile,
about.
Meanwhile, I'm like, just leave me alone. I'm trying to write about serial killers.
So he said it was in a CD box is what he...
Not all of them have pictures.
Let me tell you what he has. He doesn't have a picture disc with a picture on it. He has a disc of pictures that was put out, and he thinks it's collectible. He has a CD with photographs on it. When you put it into the computer, it shows you photographs.
Yep.
He doesn't know what a picture disc is.
He's not aware.
Yeah. And that's when I uttered to this one, either you're on my goddamn side or you're not. I go, you heard that. And I'll pick a side, goddammit.
I am trying. Shh.
I swear to God, you'll get a karate chop in the neck. And not the kind that will knock you unconscious.
No.
All right. I have to go on now, because you're the reason I don't have kids. You really are. If I had a kid like this, I swear to God, I would vote for late-term abortions, like 43-year-olds. You are awful. You are just awful. I love you. I love you. You know I love you? I love you the way a parent loves a kid who has a lot of challenges. Okay. I'm frustrated by you, but deep down inside, I love you, and I know you're my responsibility, and I'll take care of you forever. So get behind me, Timmy. I got work to do. I can see John and Ed and Brian are going to play. Cecilia and Emily and Samantha are also ready to play. Well, John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm all right. How's it going?
I'm getting a vasectomy next month.
Been there, done that.
Oh, my God. The horror of what could be. All right. Tell me about yourself.
I'm John, 39, been married for a handful of years. I ain't got no toys, but my wife's got an open catalog. The little womanizer, or as I like to call it, the scooter.
Uh-huh.
She uses it, and she scoots across the bed trying to get away with it. But she realizes she's the one holding on to it, so it's never going to end.
It's just like, yeah, it's like watching a dog chase its tail. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's great entertainment for me.
Sure, sure. All right, John. Yeah. Listen, you're going to play. You seem like a seasoned pro. John's right there. Ed, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Good morning, Johnny. Name's Ed. I'm 47. Been married for about 24 years. I do not have currently do not have any toys. I've had one once before, but I wore it out.
Hold on. What did you wear out?
One of those sleeves that,
come on.
I don't know what it's called.
You can't wear a sleeve out. How do you wear a sleeve out?
Well, I don't want to brag, but it gets stretched out. Let's put it that way. It eventually tore.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Episiotomy, you can play. All right, John's going to play. Ed, episiotomy, Ed is going to play. And then Brian is going to play. Brian, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hi, I am Brian. I'm 44 years old. I've almost married 2 years. I have nothing in the chest, and the wife has a few toys, including a rabbit.
Ah, 2 years, man. And how's it working out?
She hasn't killed me yet. I'm talking to you.
Right, but... So, Why is everybody's got like a war story? Everybody's got a feeling. Like nobody ever says, every day of my life I wake up, it's like a dream. I'm with the person I love the most. This person's so important to me. I love me. Because
we don't lie to our friends.
That's right. That's right. You lie to your wife, you don't lie to your friends. That's exactly right. That's right. All right, Brian, Ed, John, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price. Without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid, fellas.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger from Taco Sales.
It's the Helmet Hugger. Helps you with your tugger. With joy you will be clapping. Just flip it on.
The TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger. It features soft internal nubs.
Its extra stretchy material creates snug orgasmic sensations.
And its closed tip maximizes intensity and confines fluids for easy cleanup.
Because we all know how important fluid confinement is.
Son, why is this tube sock stiff?
I'm all about the fluid confinement, Mom.
But what about your stepsister's sock?
Oh.
Don't ask, don't tell.
You're gross.
This is not going the way that video on Pornhub went.
It's the TLC Cyberskin Helmet Hugger from Topco Sales, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Well, fellas, what would you bid for such an item? The old helmet hugger made out of real cyber skin. What would you say, John?
Let's go $29.95.
All right, Ed.
Johnny didn't say, but is this a big ticket item?
It is not really a big ticket item.
I'll go $32 then.
$32. And finally, Brian.
$33.
I see what you did there. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$13.99.
Oh!
Oh, overbid.
It wasn't a big ticket item at all.
No. Well, you know, it's all relative, man. If you only got 10 bucks, that's a big ticket item.
True.
All right. Well, listen, John gets it. John, you're going to take this home, and it's just weird. It's just weird. That's all I can say. It's just a very weird thing to stick on your D, but it's all yours. John, you stay right there. Ed and Brian, you didn't get it, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Would you like to go to In This Moment with Seven Dust or Papa Roach with Bad Wolves?
Tough decision, Johnny. I'll go Seven Dust.
Okay, and you?
Papa Roach.
All right, there it is. Stay right there, guys. Hold on a second. Yeah, you chose that, huh?
Hello.
I feel like you've run out of stuff at Moonlight Adult Boutique. Because that's awful. Like, that thing's a $13 helmet.
It's a pretty blue, though.
Uh-huh. I know. Between him and Greg, it's like working with a super genius. Right, we got Cecilia. Cecilia, welcome to the show. How are you, young lady?
I am good. My name is Cecilia. I'm 26. Currently single, and I just have a vibrating egg. That's all I've got. I'm interested in learning more.
Why would you only have one? I mean, I thought the girls normally started out with a vibrator or a rabbit, you know, just the things they'd already seen. How did you end up with an egg?
It was cheap, and it's been Old Faithful.
How many years have you owned it to refer to it as Old Faithful?
About 3.
Okay, that's not terribly long, but yes. That's a pretty good lifespan for a cheap Chinese egg that vibrates. But let's see if we can get you into something a little more advanced, Cecilia.
Awesome.
You stay right there. Emily, hello.
Good morning, Johnny.
How are you? What is your story?
I'm doing great. I'm 27 years old. I'm single. I've got a little bit of everything. I've got a rabbit. I've got a butt plug. I've got these things that suck into my nipples. The list goes on.
Really? Now, do you utilize all these when you're by yourself?
I mean, not all at the same time.
I'd like to think you would, just because it would look funny.
I've definitely tried, but I run out of hands.
Right. Well, I mean, the butt plug stays in place, or at least it should, I think.
Yeah, that stays there.
And then the suction cups on your nipples seems like they'd stay in place if they're placed correctly.
Yeah, if I stay still, but I tend to not do that.
I got you. How often would you say you masturbate, Emily?
Daily.
Really?
A couple times, yeah.
And you're single. You must really be a bad human being. Because normally it's hard to let one like you go.
I think there's a few people who would beg to differ, mm-hmm. but I would like to go with what you say.
All right, baby. All right, listen, you're going to play as well, Emily. We have to get Samantha on the line. Samantha, what's your story?
Good morning, Johnny. I'm 33. I am a school teacher, and I've been married 9 years.
School teacher. What grade do you teach?
I don't want
to. Okay, it gives you way too much. All right.
Upper elementary.
Okay.
We'll say upper elementary.
All right, the age of where you start to actually hate them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I always feel like the kindergarten, the first and second, they're like,
still
cute. You're so cute. Like, they love you. Like, they worry because you're their teacher, right?
You can still be helped.
And then you get to that age where they start to form the goddamn little opinions, and you're like, oh, my God. Isn't there a camp somewhere for you?
I'm not middle school yet, so that's right. Good, because that is a whole nother ballgame.
What have you got in your arsenal?
I have a variety. I have the womanizer. I have vibrators. I have, I actually won the Kong from you guys like 5 years ago.
And?
That only comes out when we, you know, joke around like at parties and stuff.
So you never gave it a go?
Intimidating.
You never tried it?
No. No, it's a little intimidating.
I still have a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the kind of thing you got to jump off the third stair and try to land on it.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, that was a big one. That I remember that one too. That was what we refer to in Olathe as a biggin.
A biggin, yes. Yeah. Yes, I agree with that.
So Samantha, Emily, Cecilia, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. So ladies.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Snug Plug 2 Weighted Silicone Butt Plug from B-Vibe. The Snug Plug is an ultra-comfortable 114-gram weighted butt plug that is designed to provide a sensual feeling of fullness. Wear during partner sex or enjoy discreetly for extended wear stimulation. Snug Plugs are made of body-safe, seamless silicone and feature a thick, flexible neck and smooth grip handle. It has a rounded edge for easy insertion. It's completely waterproof and has a 1-year hassle-free warranty.
Which, let's face it, who's taking advantage of that?
Hello, Butt Plug Hotline.
Yeah, I'm calling about the warranty on my Snug Plug 2.
Oh, yes, one of our most popular models. How can I help you?
Well, it says it's supposed to give me a sense of fullness, but I just feel empty inside.
Well, ma'am.
I mean, am I having some sort of existential crisis?
Ma'am.
Look, I know we're all born alone and we die alone, and then loneliness is part of the journey.
Right, but,
sometimes I feel less than empty. I feel not existent, and I'm just looking for a sense of fullness.
Well, you know, this just makes your butt feel full.
Oh.
You know, in a literal sense, not theoretically.
Right.
You just put it in your butt.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't offer any sort of metaphysical perspective.
Gotcha.
It's just butt stuff.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Probably a good idea.
It's the Snug Plug 2 from B-Vibe, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
This is a very nice one. This is a high-end butt plug. And it's got the ever-important safety flange.
The most important feature
am telling you, with all things butts related, the ever, ever important safety flange. Because you don't want to go to the doctor.
No.
And play a game, play around a goldfish.
They talk about you.
Yeah, right? So how does this thing turn on?
No, it's not a turn on. But it's weighted. It goes in a certain days.
Oh.
It's no sliding back out.
So it's just heavy.
Yeah.
It looks like my anchor at the lake.
It said B-Vibe on the front. I thought maybe it did something. Oh, this is just the heavy snug plug. I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. I feel like I'm just going to say what everybody's thinking. Something heavy in your butt makes you think you got to go poop.
Well, which one of them?
Jake, there's no way you weren't feeling the same way. Don't
shake it. No, shake it.
No.
On the inside, you can feel it's got the weights move and jiggle around in there for a sensation.
You got Benoit butt.
See?
Emily, you said you have one of these, correct?
I don't have a weighted butt plug, but I have a butt plug. Actually, I won it from you guys. It had a vibrator bullet attached to it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how is it?
Great, Johnny. I mean, I just pretend it's you.
Well, Lord knows I resemble a vibrating butt plug.
I guess my question was, would a weighted one seem like, okay, it'll stay in place?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here, listen. Far be it for me to play the super hetero game, but I don't have a lot of butt plug experience on my end.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see there a value in the?
I would think there would
weighted,
be. Yes.
The weighted part.
I would think there would.
And
be
there's some shifting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a little give, but I would think it would stay in place. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, it's very nice. It's very nice. Cecilia, you ever had anything in your butt?
No.
Well.
No.
Well, are you willing to learn?
Yes.
There you go. What would you pay for such an item, Cecilia?
$13.99.
All right, Emily, how's the butt play for you?
Great. I'll say $20.
How much?
$20.
$20 flat? All right, school teacher Samantha, any butt play in your world?
Yes. Huh?
All right.
I haven't totally jumped off the cliff, but we have a butt plug that we use. And
look at you. So advanced. Yeah. Such advanced. All right, Samantha, what would you pay?
I would do 21.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price?
$44.99.
What the hell? Like, put gold in that thing?
Is it weighted butt plug? It's a high end.
High end has no moving parts. It's a rock covered in butt plug. What are you talking about? But it's nice looking.
It's very nice looking.
And it's Miss Samantha's.
Thank you.
That's right. Will you be wearing this to school?
Probably not. No.
That's for an after school special.
takes your mind off the kids. You're like, I think my ass hurts. Right?
Very inappropriate.
Horribly.
Just saying. Maybe make the day pass a little quicker. But it's all yours, Miss Samantha. You stay right there. Emily, Cecilia, you're both wonderful, wonderful girls, but you didn't win the weighted butt plug. What I can offer you is Papa Roach or In This Moment with Seven Dust.
Papa Roach for sure.
Mm-hmm. And? Cecilia?
Papa Roach, please.
Okay. I'm like, Bueller. All right, you stay right there. Hold on. Stay right there. All right. I mean, it's a very nice. It strangely reminds me of the story about the Beats headphones. When they were making them, when Dre was making them,
mm-hmm.
he felt them and thought, this doesn't feel like you're getting quality.
Mm-hmm.
And he had them add a weight to it. Did you know that?
I think I recall.
Yeah, he had them add a weight to the headphones so people felt the quality because they feel it in weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has more parts, so like it must be.
Like you have something. There's more to
and
it.
Literally, that's how they made this butt plug. This is the Beats.
Beats of butt plug.
That's right. It so feels like you're getting something because it's weighty. I'm going to tell you, anytime I feel, because we're talking about your average is just right on the entrance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not super deep. Right there. In that spot, I start to feel weight. I start heading for the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hey.
It's like that invisible
Hulk
pulling you into
that's,
the house.
That's the, That's the international sign of, hey, man, pay attention.
Butt stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.